Green City Wars by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by John Perhala. Part 1. Greycoat Turf. 1. Scotch on his uppers. Scotch wakes up feeling dumb. That oddly numb sensation about his jaw and tongue. You'd think you'd feel it in the head, like a shrinking of the brain within the skull. Like a fog. But it's the teeth. The mouthfeel of it that tells him he's jonesing in that worst way, the animal way. And he knows that if someone sat him down right now, put him through his paces in a citizenship test of the wider Gehelna community, then his metrics would be down. He'd pass, but they'd be down. He'd have lost the long words, the more complex associations. He feels around in his super until his hands, the clever little things, they hadn't had to change much, honestly, not like some Gehelna strains. Find a strip of ampules. Just tiny plastic tabs with a mill of fluid in them and a breakable top, most of which are broken. But, bringing them out, he sees three intact. That isn't much more life. Oh, he's being dramatic. His strain is prone to it. A little instability in the engineering that the updates haven't ironed out yet. Not life, just the sort of life that can know itself. He should save it. He should live with feeling that dumbness at the back of his throat, laying a weight on his tongue, stifling the big words, slurring his speech like he's been at the fermenter, backseating the finer judgments and letting instinct go wild. But right now, Scotch is a freelancer without a job, and, in the fine city of Neuwied-Kronstadt, that can be a death sentence. A specific death. The death of the mind and the voice. Maulkrankheit. The mouth sickness, the locals call it. And back in the U.S., where Scotch had been made, they're sensible about things. And talked about brain dampening and other terms that locate the problem properly in the augmented gray matter packing out his low and narrow skull. Here, over the pond, in the local Argo, everything is located in the mouth. Scotch can appreciate that, honestly. That's how it communicates itself to you. The fact that you're falling back into the hole your ancestors were dragged out of. The more that dumbness grows, the harder it will be to find work. Try to sell yourself as a finder of things and of secrets when you can't string words together. It's never a good look. He cracks an ampule and rolls onto his back because it's easier to tilt an eye skywards like that. It's not true that raccoons can't look up. That's just the joke. But still. The drops into his eye. 1, 2, 3. Fighting the reflex to just blink and shake all the precious stuff away. And most strains just neck the stuff, even put it in a drink to wash it down. But for arcane reasons of their own, the strain engineers over in the U.S. used tear ducts as the ingress point to get plangent to his augmented neutral centers. So he has to go through this rigmarole. The locals, discreetly sipping their own, find the sight awkward, painful, or hilarious. He's learned to go somewhere private to dose himself up. Not that topping up on plangent is exactly a prized social activity, unless you're a pigeon or a squirrel or something. He'd heard they do major bonding sessions over it, swearing allegiance and siblinghood and all that as they shoot their brains full of the good stuff. But for most sensible and civilized animals, it's a little shameful. An admission that you're on the downward curve.